With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. and its allies are warning Iran not to provide Russia with ballistic missiles.
The concern about that eventuality and the commitment to address it, if necessary, is very real and very strong.
The Biden administration has raised alarms for months that Russia is seeking close-range ballistic missiles from Iran as Moscow struggles to replenish its dwindling supplies. The U.S. has yet to confirm missiles have moved from Iran to Russia. Local officials say a Russian missile strike on Odessa in southern Ukraine has killed at least 14 people and injured at least 40 others. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The first missile struck houses, and when emergency crews arrived at the scene, a second missile landed there. Among those killed were a paramedic and an emergency service worker. The regional governor has announced a day of mourning in the city will be held on Saturday, the second such observance in less than 2 weeks. On March 2, a Russian drone struck a multi-story building, killing 12 people, including 5 children. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A special prosecutor who had a romantic relationship with Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis is out of a job this evening after withdrawing from former President Trump's election interference case in Georgia. Nathan Wade had to leave the case for it to move forward. Wade's role in the prosecution had come under fire since an attorney representing one of Trump's co-defendants alleged in early January that Wade and Willis were involved in an inappropriate relationship that resulted in Willis profiting improperly from the prosecution. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee said Friday the allegations created an appearance of impropriety. This is SRN News. Vice President Kamala Harris visited an abortion clinic in Minnesota's Twin Cities.
The White House says it marked the first time a president or vice president toured an abortion clinic while in office. It's the latest move by the Biden administration to demonstrate its commitment to reproductive rights, which the president's reelection campaign also considers a top priority. There are no restrictions on abortion at any stage of pregnancy in Minnesota, a state Mr. Biden won in 2020 by 7 percentage points. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A Japanese high court ruled that denying same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. However, the court does not have the power to overturn the current marriage law, which has been interpreted to restrict marriages between a man and a woman. Japan's government is known for its conservative family values and reluctance to promote gender equality and sexual diversity. Government offices continue to deny marriage status to same-sex couples. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Apple has agreed to pay nearly $500 million, that to settle a class action lawsuit alleging CEO Tim Cook misled investors about a steep downturn in iPhone sales in China. Slowdown in sales there culminated in a major revision of the company's revenue forecast. Powerful Real Estate Trade Association has agreed to pay some $400 million and change its rules to settle lawsuits claiming homeowners have been unfairly forced to pay, quote, artificially inflated agent commissions. Dismal day on Wall Street. The Dow was off 191 points. S&P 500 down 33 for the day, and the NASDAQ dropped 155 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.